Please do be seated. I never ever carry a watch, so I need somebody to lend me a watch this evening. I've come without my... thank you, Wendy. This isn't to time myself preaching. This is so... Thank you, Wendy. This is so I can wish you a happy Christmas at the appropriate moment and time the service for the peace. So let me share a few words with you about Christmas, and we've just had an Advent course here at St. Mark's where we invited three priests to come along and we would talk to them about their faith and ask them questions. It wasn't rehearsed, they weren't told what we were going to ask them, it was all very spontaneous, and we just put them on the spot and asked them questions and then discussed afterwards. We asked them how they could continue believing in God in the midst of so much suffering in the world. We questioned them about why they bothered to pray when so often it didn't seem as if it did any good. We promised that we wouldn't record them. We promised that what was said in the Advent course stayed in the Advent course. But what became immediately apparent was that none of the experts that we called in claimed really to have many answers. They all had a very clear and committed faith. They all had a deep assurance of God's love. But they never pretended that there were easy answers to the questions which we all ask. Questions like, why doesn't God just jam the gun of that dangerous killer who goes and shoots school children? Or why doesn't God just somehow leave the formula for the anti-cancer drug on somebody's computer? It was refreshing, the course, because we all get fed up with spin, and the one place which should be spin-free is a church. Here we should be able to be honest and open and speak the truth and find truth. And so it is that at Christmas, as we come together for this service and to hear this message, God gives it to us straight. We have to ignore some, and perhaps most, of the words of the carols because they are full of spin. Our carols distort the truth. They tell us all kinds of silly things, that Jesus didn't cry or that Bethlehem was really still and quiet. But the Gospels don't pull any punches. They tell us what life is really like, even for those who do their very best in life to do the right thing. Those who steer their lives in a way that you would think they might obtain God's blessing, and the opposite seems to happen. Mary and Joseph are good people. They each try to make sense of the situations in which they find themselves and to try and serve God. But even when trying to be very faithful, they face the most dreadful circumstances. Jesus, in the Bible readings, isn't born into a lovely, warm, stable, with calm, doting parents. He's not surrounded by adoring shepherds and well-behaved animals. That's the pretend stuff. And real life isn't like that. They'd just had a huge domestic incident in which Joseph believed with all of his heart that Mary was unfaithful to him. His mind had probably gone through all the people who'd shown an interest in her, all of the people that she'd been nice to, and who he should have never trusted. He considered that she had betrayed him, and really that would have left him crushed. And no sooner has he come to terms with the pregnancy of Mary than he has to go on the run from a mad and murderous king who wanted blood and who killed babies indiscriminately. He would have to find safety for a newborn baby and a woman recovering from pregnancy. And Jesus, well, if babies in the womb could hear, then Jesus would have heard the betrayal felt in the voice of Joseph, his father, the crying of his mother, Mary, who would have wondered why on earth it had happened to her and why nobody believed her. He would have heard the voice of the innkeeper saying that they should go elsewhere to find shelter. And he would have heard the shouts of soldiers with drawn swords calling out to find and kill him. God in Jesus began his life in this world surrounded by conflict, dominated by a foreign and brutal army. Jesus was with the refugees fleeing conflict, people looking for safety and for food and trying to look after their families. Our Advent course speakers, they faced that situation honestly. They knew that being on the journey of faith meant that there was much that you had not seen, much that you had to learn to try and discover. There were no glib answers. We just had a reassurance that in the midst of it all, God was still there. And so it is with us. Through all the difficulties and problems that we take on in life, we don't have the answers, but we have a God whom we can trust and take reassurance from, that he is on our side, alongside us in the places of conflict and confusion and tension in our lives. God this night is Emmanuel, God with us, God with you, in whatever situation you may find yourselves. Amen.